Today from the Ohio Newsroom, living in a pharmacy desert.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, accepting applications for its low residency doctorate in educational and professional practice for those working to make schools, organizations, and communities more just and inclusive. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Pharmacy chain Rite Aid has closed more than 100 stores in Ohio after it filed for bankruptcy last fall. Walgreens and CVS are shuttering stores across the state too, leaving more and more Ohioans without quick access to a local pharmacy. According to recent research from Ohio State University, almost half of U.S. counties now have at least one pharmacy desert. That's an area more than 10 miles away from a retail pharmacy. Dr. Tim Pollack is a senior author of that OSU study. Hi, Dr. Pollack.
Hi, Erin.
So who are these pharmacy deserts most likely to impact? Do they disproportionately affect some communities over others?
So we looked in this study where these pharmacy deserts were occurring. And in particular, we looked at the impact of social vulnerability. And then we also looked at primary care provider density. How many primary care providers were actually practicing in a specific county or location? And what we noted was that patients who lived in high social vulnerability areas were about 35% more likely to be in a pharmacy desert. And patients who lived in low primary care provider density areas were over twofold more likely to live in a pharmacy desert.
Okay, so if someone lives in a pharmacy desert and in an area where there's a shortage of primary care providers, how do those factors compound to impact someone's health?
This is kind of like double or triple jeopardy in the sense that, you know, pharmacies, you know, obviously dispense medications to patients, yet frequently, they provide other services. As we saw in COVID-19, they can act as primary sites for screening and also primary sites for vaccination. And even with CVS and the Minute Clinics, a lot of patients use pharmacies as kind of their first site of care, like a little bit of an urgent care setting, screening for their blood pressure. So then what we have is that in patients who live in areas without primary care providers, and they lack infrastructure, with the closure of the pharmacies, they really have increased lack of access for really any type of healthcare. Many of these patients have chronic conditions, whether it be diabetes, hypertension, and without easy access to a pharmacy or primary healthcare providers, compliance with medical recommendations really decreases significantly.
Well, if pharmacies continue to close locations, what's in store for the future? Is there anything that can be done to make sure Ohioans get the health care and the medications they need?
One thing that has been proposed is a greater utilization of telemedicine and telehealth and ordering medications online. You know, I think that's possible for some people. However, many vulnerable populations work perhaps more in a cash-based system. And or obviously to order things online, you need credit card, line of credit. In addition, if you're unhomed, like where are they going to mail the medications to you? And then also ordering medications really kind of misses the input of the pharmacist. And many patients need to talk to their pharmacist to understand how to take the medications, perhaps any side effects they've been having. And then one other thought is just like mobile mammograms. You know, I don't know in the future if we're going to have like mobile pharmacies where, you know, a pharmacy on wheels goes to different communities so they can have basic access to a pharmacist and some other services to access the medications that they need.
Okay. Dr. Tim Pollack from Ohio State University, thank you for your time and expertise on this.
Thanks again, Erin. I really appreciate it.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.